together. Hey, 2020 was unforgettable, but 2020 gave us a better view. That me, and you, yeah, we're in this together. Yeah, listen, yeah. I remember when the ball dropped. 2020 was supposed to be the year we all popped. Coronavirus hit us harder than the smallpox, but we did our DIYs, learning hobbies online. Yeah, from baking a cake to gardening to cutting your own hair or becoming an artisan. Hey, this was the year of the Zoom. I went to weddings and bar mitzvahs without wearing a suit. It's cool. And the news had people bugging out. They full of it. That's why that toilet paper's running out. And pollution's at an all-time low. And Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that your lives don't. Come on, we are better than this. And when it's all good, you know Trump will take the credit for it. But hey, we are in this together. We are in this together. Hey, 2020 was unforgettable, but 2020 gave us a better view. Leave us alone, and can't forget the birthdays and the graduations. Never thought a drive-by would be to show appreciation. I guess Mother Nature figured she would turn it up with hurricanes, earthquakes, pandemics. Sure enough, we have protests, yeah, we have riots, we have reveal parties starting campfires. 2020 read like a red letter. At least everybody got to know their pets better, yeah. And just when it had its blessings, here comes the 2020 elections. Like we are in this together. We are in this together. Hey, 2020 was unforgettable, but 2020 gave us a better view. That me and you, we're in this together. We lost a few diamonds in the rough, but Kobe and Gianna had us looking up. So it's only right the Lakers won it in the bubble. We lost John Lewis and gave his good trouble. RBG, RIP, you a legend. To Black Panther, Bozeman, Wakanda forever. But in spite of it all, we still ain't lose hope. The presidential debate gave us some new jokes. Yeah, we still dreaming about a better future. So your neighbor's somebody you better get used to. Cause we are in this together.
Candy Convo fam, what's happening? Hey man, big shout out to Kanata Small for that In This Together track, which came out about a week ago. And you guys know this is the 2020 wrap up. This is our last official 2020 episode. And I got my man Marty the Greatest with me. And he's going to tell us how his Christmas was, because we just celebrated Christmas last Friday. And we are literally 2 days away from 2021. Wanda the Greatest, are you there, bro?
What's up, bro? What's up, Candy Convo fans? Well, it was a good holiday, bro. You had a good Christmas?
Bro, I had a great Christmas. It wasn't what I expected, but Tristan got all his gifts on time, and I got all my birthday gifts on time, too. So it was a good Christmas. It was a great birthday weekend and everything in between. So thank you for asking. How was yours?
Man, mine was great. Of course, like I said last week, we went to Texas, visit the fam. We followed COVID protocol. So for all who are listening, don't go, don't at me, okay? Don't at me. We followed COVID protocols. We had some fun, man. We had a light, you know, gift opening. But we had a lot of activities planned, such as games and stuff like that. We had s'mores on Christmas Eve. That was something new that hopefully we could bring into the you know, next year and make a new family tradition, because we ain't never do that. And then on the next night, on Christmas night, since we wasn't gonna be together for New Year's, we got these little lanterns, you know, the little lanterns that people put in the air,
mm-hmm.
little Yeah, so we got these lanterns. They was just white, plain white, and we wrote prayers on them. And we just wrote prayers and we lit them up and put them into the sky. My mother had so many prayers on that mug almost didn't make it up. She had so many prayers on that, man. And it's crazy because I'm going to put the video up on Facebook sometime this week, probably around New Year's Eve. New Year's Day. But, man, she had so much prayers that it went over my sister's fence. And on the other side of her fence is just an open field of grass. And it was going down. So we was just all worried because I just seen, like, all the news reports that, oh, Christmas Day blaze. You know, I just seen that thing falling and a whole field of setting on fire. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. It eventually got up there. And the prayers weighted down, but God eventually reeled it in. And it was a fun day, man. We made it back safe. And, hey, man, here we are again. The last lit Tuesday of 2020. It came fast enough.
Amen, bro. And for that, bro, for us just being alive and for the listeners as well, we want to give you guys a hand clap of praise, a round of applause for just making it till December 29th, 2020. Amen. All right, well, Kenny, you guys know what's next. It's the blast off, and then we're going to jump right into these topics. So without any further ado, here's the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, Marty the Greatest, you already know the topics that we got at hand. So what topic are we kicking off the show with tonight?
Yes, sir. So, you know how we do, man. We our Candy Combos is, you know, our Candy Combos group message is used for a lot of things. It's used to send reminders of different things, that events that we have all going on in a network. But it's also used to send each other stuff that, enlighten us or uplift us during the week. So every now and then, you know, you're a fight fan, I'm a fight fan. Tavy, she loves funny videos. So, you know, we would come across these funny fight videos and we would post it in the Candy Combos. So that was one of these videos that I could not get past, y'all. I cannot get past. I don't know the name of the video, but I know the guy is called Chisel Adonis. His name is Chisel Adonis, and I think the video was something like three-piece Popeyes or something like that. You remember the name of it? I think it was like three-piece Popeyes or something like that.
It
said
something about three-piece Popeyes. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, so basically what happens in this video is that this dude is hitting his opponent. It's two boxers, and one of the boxers is hitting his opponent like 7 and 5 times before the dude could even get a lick in. And he hits him so hard that he froze on his feet. And then he hit him with 2 more, and the dude finally fell. Like, yeah, matter of fact, he just hit him with 1, and the dude froze on his feet. And then he hit him with 2, and the dude fell. So, yeah, matter of fact, it's called Popeyes Never Sold a 3-Piece This Crispy. Y'all can go on YouTube after the show and look at Popeyes Never Sold a 3-Piece This Crispy, and you are going to have a laugh. Unfortunate for the young man, you know, hopefully he's okay. But, Alicia, when you seen that video, hopefully you wasn't at work, because I know you probably laughed out loud.
Bro, I was not at work. I was actually at the church probably getting some stuff uploaded for the first month, which is January of 2021. Far as Candy Combos and the KS Radio Show, of course. So, yeah, I was busy, but when you sent me the video, I stopped what I was doing, I watched the video, and then I watched it again, and then I watched it again, and then I watched it again, because it was funny. You guys, if you haven't seen this video, definitely check out Popeyes whatever the title is. We can send it to you, but definitely check it out, and you are going to get a laugh. You are going to enjoy it. It is going to make you holler. It is hilarious. And the commentator, the commentator in the video doesn't make it any better, because he's commentating the whole entire little 15-second video, whatever it is, and he has these different phrases that just describes what just happened. Like one thing he said was that the guy froze as if he had put his controller on pause, and like literally he was froze on his feet. And then the guy was like, pop, pop, and like he hit him quick too, and he put him down. So anyways, you guys, if you haven't seen the video, please go watch the video. If you're having a bad day, I promise you this is going to make your day a whole lot better. And you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to want to share it, and you're going to want to watch it again and again and again. You're going to add it to your save list on YouTube, so you can go straight to it, because this is one video that you do not want to forget. It was hilarious, and Marty the Greatest, I just want to say thank you. Sending us that video, because it was such a delight to my day. It was so
good. All our years of watching fights, I have never seen anything like that. That was a definitive knockout, and done in so flamboyant fashion that I never seen anything like it. I mean, oh boy, ain't nothing nice. I don't know if it was just him. It was just the guy he was fighting. But either, if it's him, he's a problem. All right. But I'm going to go on
the limb. He's a real problem.
But I'm going to go on the limb and just say that dude just wasn't ready. Because that first lick was just brutal. Oh, my God.
I think it was too quick that it really didn't register to the guy. I think that's how fast it was. Which is why he was froze on his feet.
You
it was
see
too quick
many,
for his
I mean,
eyes. That's all.
You see people freeze as they going down, but you don't see people freeze standing up. That was
like a statue.
That was
like a statue. He was froze. And he was like pop, and it was quick too, and then he put
Bro.
Him down. And then the referee ran over as if he was going to assist him or something. The damage had already been done, ref. Call the match. There's no getting up from that. He was already frozen
exactly.
on his feet, ref.
Call, exactly.
Throw
like,
in the
I mean,
towel.
We...
I don't care what color it is. He was done for. He was done for. But I get it. The ref had a job. And, yeah, he was done.
Like, now I'm looking at the steel picture, and you can see as the guy froze, the ref is looking down. Like, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? So obviously the ref, I mean, in his defense, obviously he was kind of put off like everybody else. He was kind of shocked as everybody else that he just seen what he seen. So I mean, I'm glad he came in when he came in, but he's a human being too. So I'm pretty sure he was like, God, no. If we all would
anyway,
like that.
It was crazy to watch. It was crazy to witness. And since we're talking about knockout punches, how about we go ahead and talk about this Rajon Rondo girlfriend punches her accuser. Bro, I am glad that you sent this video as well. I saw it the day that they uploaded, but I didn't watch it until you sent it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you sent it, and I watched it all the way through. It's probably like a minute 15 clip, a 15-second clip. And, of course, they're in the parking garage, and you don't hear any audio. So I'm guessing there's no, like, audio cameras in the parking garage, no matter where they are. But you can definitely see Rondo's girlfriend teeing off on girl. And I want to know, Marty, what are your thoughts? Like, what do you think this – she looked like a Chinese woman, not being racist or anything, but she looked foreign. And she walked up to the couple. Don't know what she said, but she got them hands. Martin Gertz, I want to know, what are your thoughts? What do you think this foreign lady said to Rajon Rondo to make his girlfriend act in such a way like this?
Dang, man, I can't even see. I mean, from the tape, she seemed like a young white girl to me. But, I can't even believe you was able to see the face like that. But, I mean, after looking more into the story, she's now suing Rajon Rondo and his girlfriend for $1 million. And basically what she's saying is that they approached her about parking too close to their car, and he was parked in a handicap spot. So my grandpa always tells me that two things can't be true. So if you're alleging about approaching you about you parking too close to them, and then you put up in the report of the lawsuit that they was parked in a handicap spot, which one is true? Because
right.
if you wanted to note that they was parked in a handicap spot, that sounds like to me that you may have approached them about parking in a handicap spot. I mean, we have seen it happen before, and a man actually lost his life over it. So, I mean, but that's beside the point. I mean, and because the video, you can see the video, and to be honest with you, where the video starts, it's really impossible to, like you said, they have no audio, so it's really impossible to kind of determine who, but what we do know is that, old girl, they kept a distance, and old girl kept on getting close to them. So,
right.
And whatever was said, you know, it was a backwards and forward. They all, you know, but it seemed like whatever she said, the Rajon Rondo girlfriend was ready to go. but he did the right thing. He tried to be peacemaking. He separated his girl. And was like, no, we're not about to do that, which that's something, I mean, you should want to do. I'm a man who grew up in violence. I'm still in the military, so violence is very prevalent in my life. But still, you shouldn't want violence. We are not wired for conflict. We are actually wired for the opposite. We're wired to not want a conflict. But the fact of the matter is he tried to step in the way, but then she... got close into a girl face, and he's still in the middle of him. And I don't know what she said as she backed up, but when she backed up, what she said, oh girl, she must have said something crazy, because if you look at the video, he looked at her like, really, that's what you're gonna say? And he turned his back, and you know, he a basketball player, so he should know, don't turn your back to the defender. Because when he turned his back, his girl got loose. And by the next time he seen her, she was on the other side of him, punching the girl and with no recourse. What I don't understand, Alicia, and you're going to have to explain this to me, why did she not block or nothing? She just ate them punches. She didn't eat them very well.
She ate them, bro.
I mean, it's not a full-course meal. It ain't going to give you no nutrients. Don't take them. Don't eat them like that. You know how a mother used to have to cut up the
vegetables
for babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you
mm-hmm.
got to take those fish. You can't eat them straight up. Like, she ain't trying to block or nothing, man. I was just like, I was so disturbed.
She just covered her face. She just lowered her body. It was such a crazy video to watch. Because again, I want to know what was said, because like we see the impact, we see what happened, but I want to know what was said, because she did walk up to them. She walked
mm-hmm.
up to Rajon and his girlfriend, and whatever she said,
yeah.
it cost her three punches to the face, to the head,
yeah.
And now she's paying for it. She probably has headaches every day from those. Anyway, in my opinion, she deserved it because she walked up to them. Marty, what you think? Did she deserve it? Did she deserve justice? Should she be
suing?
Well, what's your thought?
Here's the thing. My thing is, my grandmother used to always say, my grandma, Goldie Love, God rest her soul, she used to always say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So the way, I have always been taught, don't start no fight, defend yourself. So, even though the lawsuit is wrong, because it don't seem like they approached her, it seemed like she approached them, you still don't want, it's not a good look to be the one to throw the first punch. And unfortunately, his girlfriend did. I'm not going to say unfortunately. I mean, technically, she threw the first punch. I mean, because it don't got nothing to do with me. So she did throw the first punch. So I don't think she deserved it, because you could run your mouth and say whatever you want. And, you know, now if you punch somebody in the mouth, then, hey, you know, that is what it is. But just because they talking doesn't mean they deserve it. I mean, you know, we all say stupid stuff. We all say things. And, you know, that doesn't give nobody license to hit us, because emotional scars covered from way quicker than physical scars. So, I mean, like I always say, don't. I mean, obviously she wanted to smoke. So I normally tell people don't put your hands on somebody if you ain't prepared to put, you know, to get the hands put back on you. But obviously she put her hands on a girl with no recourse of action. so that doesn't fit in this situation. However, yeah, old girl should have, I mean, she shouldn't have put her hands on it, because, I mean, all she did was say words. Even when she got in her face, she didn't raise her hand in her face or none of that. You know, she just got close to them and talking trash. Obviously, old girl didn't know that when you get into somebody's face, that's signs that this have now escalated to another situation. So hopefully she learned from her mistake and know that, okay, if I'm really not about this life, I'm going to keep the talking at a distance. We're not going to get close in nobody's face no more, because I gave her the wrong idea. She thought I was about them hands. No, I ain't about them hands, boo-boo. I don't know, bro. I don't think she deserved it. You think she deserved it?
Yes. Because anytime you get in somebody's face, you have to be ready to throw them hands. And she got in their face. She walked up to them, she got in their face, and then that was the end result. Said something sideways, and you paid for it. So, you guys, that is the result. You guys, check out the video yourself. We will have more information probably next week when we hear about the court case and when they go to court and what is the end result and who's going to pay who.
Yep.
But you guys are going to get into some music right now while we wait on tape. We're still waiting to call in. Here is Christ Jr. featuring Rockstar JT with Flex, which came out on Christmas, and it is available everywhere digitally right now. So here's Christ Jr. featuring Rockstar JT with Flex. Check it out.
Christ Jr., man. I got Rockstar JT with me. Y'all already know what it is. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Turn me up. Let's get it. When I pull up, I'm a flex. Bible on me, that's a tag. I'm official like a ref. Mama told me don't stress. Shoot you the word like Steph. I switch lanes, then wreck. I'm with the king, no check. I'm taking off like a jet. Flex.
Kitchen and whipping straight out the pot. We know that you a rat, cause we mistake you as a cop. Ain't even at my prom, but you think so, cause I got haters. I pull up on the block, I give them hope, I see you later. They say that boy JT, he made it out, yeah, he got favor. The way I run my city, yeah, I think I was the mayor.
When I pull up, I'm a flex. Bible on me, that's a tag. I'm official like a ref. Mama told me don't stress. Shoot you the word like Steph. I switch lanes, then wreck. I'm with the king, no check. I'm taking off like a jet. Flex. Flexing on you like shoulders. When I pull up, I'm a flex.
can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right. Because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen. You guys, shout out to Overcome Apparel for sponsoring tonight's show. This is Candid Convos 2020 wrap up, because it's the last episode of Candid Convos before we kick down 2021. And hopefully you guys are ready. I do want to give a big shout out to our good brother, our faith-based brother, our household of faith brother, Go Ye, for checking in with us live, listening through the internet link from Washington, yes, D.C. sir. Area. Tavy So Wavy is in the building, you guys. Marty the Greatest is also here as well.
Hey.
Amen. Well, I thought Marty the Greatest was going to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to leave the room for Tavy. You know, they've been hearing my voice. They haven't heard Tavy's lovely voice.
Yeah.
I got you. So, Tavy, welcome to the show. Before we get into our next topic, which is centered around Christmas, we want to know, how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was amazing, actually. We actually have two beautiful newborn preemies, babies, that have been delivered on the 27th. So, yeah, congratulations to my sister, who have twin boys, so we're just happy
Amen.
About it.
You can't make an announcement like that without the hand class following afterwards. So here goes a round of applause.
Thank you.
Hey. Thank God for
hey,
saying that.
Birth is important. Birth is a whole other beautiful thing in the earth. Like, it doesn't compare to the sunset or like the different leaves color changing. Childbirth is like something beautiful all by itself.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's
so
true.
We thank God for life. You know, we thank God for Christmas. You know, we thank God for such a healthy, quick delivery of those twin baby boys. And hopefully that they are in the hospital now, safe and sound, and getting all the nutrients and all the milk that they can handle. Amen.
Yes, they are. Yes. Amen.
You know, Alicia.
What's up, Marty?
I just wanted, because I know we're gonna get back into the topics. It was something that you said about the fight, and I wanted to tell the Candid Convos audience that give them some knowledge on this from a legal standpoint. That when she got in no girl face, but when she backed up, the way the court is going to interpret that is that she was now non-threatening. So they're going to pretty much place the blame on Rajon Rondo's girlfriend because she backed up and she still attacked her, because getting in her face is threatening. But once she backed up, she now removed herself as a threat. So now when old girl went to go hit her, that
that was her being a threat to a girl. So she can't even claim self-defense because, you know, based on the videotape, she looked like an aggressor. But, I mean, I think that kind of brings us back into our next topic because I do believe our next topic was going to be about the 82-year-old man who unfortunately died in the hospital because a 37-year-old man hit, basically beat him, unfortunately, to death with an oxygen tank. They both had COVID, and the 37-year-old man ended up beating the 82-year-old man because he was praying. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if the dude don't believe in God. I don't know if he was, the man been praying up all night or what. But he just killed the man. So, your thoughts, Alicia?
My thoughts is, first of all, person has COVID. Of course, everyone's body is different. And I know this because currently my pastor has COVID. And he doesn't have enough strength to get around his own house. So, I know that Dayton, the Christian hip hop rapper, he had COVID as well, and he was able to get around, but he lost his sense of smell and his sense of taste. So COVID, it hits everybody different in different stages, depending on your body. But like you said, they both were in the hospital for the same thing, and I'm trying to figure out where did he get enough strength from to pick up an oxygen tank, not pick up a clipboard.
Right.
Pick up an oxygen tank and beat this man to death. Not half to death, not beat him till he shut it up. Beat him to death for praying, not singing, not putting his finger in his face, being annoying, nothing like that. He beat this man to death. And I want to know, is he going to die in prison or is he going to die from COVID? Or what's going to happen? I want to know what's going to happen. This happened on December 17th, if I'm not mistaken, according to the article that I read. I want to know what's going to happen. It is unbelievable, first and foremost. And then second of all, I want to know where did he get the strength from while having COVID to beat this man to death with an oxygen tank. Take it so, Wavy, let us know your thoughts.
Well, what I think about this is that's the most craziest thing ever. Heard of, like, and I mean, why even do that? Why even have bloodshed on your hand like that? Like, you're not going to heaven. I don't know, you know, why he thought that was okay and it wasn't, you know, and he need to be, he got to pay the consequences. That's if you get locked up or, you know, it's either you be in it for some years or you're going to face prison or so for life. Because you murdered somebody. Like, you don't do that. You just don't do that. I don't care if he had COVID or not. You know, I don't care if he was praying, you know, to anything, to Allah. So you don't do that, you know. That man deserved to live the rest of his life until, you know, he leaves.
Crazy
you know the
situation
bad thing
for crazy
about
time.
It.
Go ahead, Mark.
The bad thing about it is that praying is the most nonviolent thing you can do.
Exactly.
It's literally the most peaceful thing you can do in the world. And whether you're praying for yourself or you're praying for somebody else, it's literally you just doing it. You're just being vulnerable. It's a vulnerable act. And I think we sent this story like well early in the last week, and I just been thinking on like what happened, like why what did this because obviously like you said, Lisa, they both was in the hospital, so they obviously when you they only let people in the hospital who was not doing very well, so he wasn't doing very well, so what was it? Like, did he get mad because he like, man, if there was, you praying to God, if there was a God, why in the world are we both sitting in the hospital struggling with COVID? You know, I don't get it. I just don't, Alicia.
I don't know, man. It's a crazy situation. It's a crazy time. And I can't wait to see how the world is going to be when COVID-19 disappears or whenever it goes away.
Yeah.
Right.
Agree.
Amen. Well, before we get to our next topic, we do have some more music. And since this man beat this man to death, he has limited options now. So I can't wait to see what else is going to happen after this. We know he's going to be charged. But we're going to go ahead and get into some more music, some exclusive music, by the way, from our sister in Christ, Faith Torres, featuring Go Ye with Shots Fired. You guys check it out. We got more topics and more music coming up next.
For the lukewarm chicken heads in the church, baby.
Shots fired with correction. Shots fired with objection. Shots fired with conviction. Shots fired. Shots fired. Shots fired with correction. Shots fired with objection. Shots fired with conviction. Shots fired, shots fired.
A hashtag is not gonna save the children. Believers still drinking Similac with teeth. I'm eating steak at the dinner table, Go Ye. Pass me that A1, it's time to eat. They go into these Jezebel Ahab churches every Sunday of the week. They teaching and preaching that you could trick-or-treat on Halloween, dressing your children up to serve Satan on October 31st. You throwing shade on my Facebook comment when I said to fast and pray. You hit me with Matthew 21 talking about the plank in my eye. Fact check, wrong Bible verse. The plank in the eye is Matthew 7:3-5. Ha. Quoting Bible verses incorrectly that don't even apply, right? It's like the blind leading the blind straight to hell in a Gucci bag. Ooh, ain't that sad? You lost, lukewarm. I'm never cold, so hot. I had to blow up your spot like napalm. I'm grieved in the spirit, making Kanye West go east. I'm bringing the heat, watching Joe Osteen host blasphemy. Why your pastor ain't talking about the mark of the beast? The truth hurts, so I bought the first aid with the band-aids. So you thought you were saved, ha, living in the last days. But I'm paving the way back to the narrow path. I know you mad, you better love it or leave it. It's better that you be cold than lukewarm, getting spit out the mouth, lights out. I know you don't like correction, but I had to bring my objection. For the lukewarm chicken heads in the church, ready? Shots fired.
Shots fired with correction. Shots fired with objection. Shots fired with conviction. Shots fired, shots fired, shots fired with correction. Shots fired with objection. Shots fired with conviction. Shots fired, shots fired.
Placa, placa, disparando, está fallando. Judge me on the way I'm caminando. Oye papi, nah, tú no eres santo. Buena for él me está levantando. Indirectas a tu hermana y hermano. For when you need help, you sticking out la mano. Denying everything that's coming out your mouth, though. Get corrected, then tu brinca como sapo. Let me take you way back to where it started at. We came from the mud, I'm not talking about a mess. Adam sin, a guarantee to get a jack. Satan have you ask you, man, how I fall for that. Folks be acting real shady like Slim, though. Stop from there like yo soy un perfecto. The only one I know is el Padre Nuestro. The choice is yours, la gloria o el infierno.
Shots fired with correction. Shots fired with objection. Shots fired with conviction. Shots fired, shots fired. Shots fired with correction. Shots fired with objection. Shots fired.
Hey man, you guys, that is Faith Torres featuring the homie Go Ye with Shots Fire. You guys, this is the Candy Convo 2020 wrap-up episode because 2021 is literally 2 days away. And Mardi Gras has our next topic at hand, and we are anxious to know what we're going to talk about next.
So, y'all, of course, we have a bevy of topics. We always just flood the chat room with topics. So we gonna do what we like to call rapid fire. We gonna this is something we gonna do for, you know, the stories that we really can't get into, and it's not much depth to get into. So we gonna go in and just acknowledge these stories, and that way they can get they do. But the first story is basically,
Unfortunately, we had to deal with another death of a wrestler in WWE. He was known as Luke Harper. I wasn't too big of a fan with him of him, even though I was a big fan of the Wyatt family. But then he went over to AEW as Brody Lee, and I was a big fan of him. He died from a lung situation, but it was not COVID-related. They made sure to put that in there, that it was non-COVID-related. But at least me and you are the current resident wrestling fans. Where were you and how you reacted to it?
Couldn't believe it. Any time a wrestler dies, like we covered Pat Patterson being the first Intercontinental Champion, him passing away a couple of weeks ago before Christmas. So this, it seems like every week we're covering somebody's death. And Brody Lee, of course, him being the big man that he was very agile. He was very strong to be the kind of man that he was. But apparently backstage, he was a very kind person to his kids and his wife. He was a very, very loving father and husband. And all these WWE superstars and AEW superstars have a lot of nice things to say about him. Unfortunately, it was an issue with his lungs. Not sure how long he had dealt with that. But the loss of a life at 41 years old for anybody is a tragedy. And I hate to see him go. And I wish his family the best. Our condolences and our prayers and our hearts go out to them and anybody that he impacted through his craft, which is wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Yeah. And, of course, one of the other stories is Club Kid Killer, formerly known as Michael A-League. He was basically a famous flamboyant party promoter. And he was found dead on Christmas Eve of an apparent heroin overdose. You know, he was 54 years old, and he was discovered by ex-boyfriend just before midnight. So they said basically he had a troubled life, a troubled past, and he was already in that club life. So I mean, very sad, right, Tavy? Very sad, right?
That's really sad. Yeah, I mean, I can admit that back in way younger, probably 18, 19, 20 years old, sometimes it's like maybe like 22 or so like that, going to clubs or so like that. But it's like, I don't know how he died like that, but it's like you got to be careful out there nowadays, especially now we got COVID-19. At the time, it didn't have any COVID-19, but you do have people who will shoot up in the club or anything like that. So it's like you got to have your eyes wide open. Like you got to be aware of your surroundings, what's going on there. If you don't, and by you not thinking about it, so you're just having fun or whatever, anything can happen. And you can get caught off guard. So I'm glad that I then stopped doing that, thank God for him, just taking me away from that type of lifestyle, because now it's getting even worse, I'm getting more people dying and stuff from shoes and going on, and now we got the COVID, and now all types of sickness is going on, so it's like you just got to be careful out there.
Yep, and if you're listening to this broadcast right now, and you are, you are experimenting with substance, or you are addicted to substance, go ahead and get some help. If a family member is trying to help you, please take the help, because it's not the way you want to go out. It's not what you want to do to the people who around you, who love you. And you could also, you could definitely turn to Jesus, because he's a miracle worker. He's a healer. He's a fixer. We try everything else. We try rehab. We try, try Jesus. Hey, Jesus is in rehab. He's in counseling and stuff like that. So, I mean, definitely try rehab, because that's where you can find Jesus anywhere, Chucks. You can find Jesus in the club. You know what I'm saying? So, and a lot
our last rapid fire story, Beyonce donated $500,000 to people in
I heard about that.
The eviction crisis. Lisa, did you get some of the money? Because I ain't get none of the money.
Bro, I didn't get any of the money. But apparently, here's some secret info. You have to register on her website before 2021, if I'm not mistaken, or before Christmas. It's some kind of deadline for the people and that you have to go to her website.
Yeah, she's connected with NAACP, so you had to go online to her website and click on that because she's connected to them, and she does a lot of donating to different places, and I think that is really cool, you know, that she's doing that, taking a step to help families in need. That's what it's about for families who are struggling nowadays because of the COVID-19.
Yeah.
I'm struggling outside of COVID-19, so I need some money, Beyonce.
Okay.
Jay-Z, if you're listening, tell her to send me something while you're laying next to her at night, man. Because we need it. I need it. Candy Combo fan, we need it, man.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, y'all. It's a beautiful thing. And sometimes these things, I've seen a couple of other superstars trying to do it, and you know, it's a weird thing. I know Pastor Jamal Bryant, they got kind of in trouble with it. It's a hard thing to navigate because you want to make sure to help people. You want to make sure you're doing it legally because you can get jacked up by trying to just doing something good. The government will jack you up by trying to do something good. So, you know, I appreciate her doing it. I just, you know, hope it's all on up and up and legit because some people do, you know, use it their power for wrong, and some people use it for good. But I'm glad she's doing something good right now. Just to give y'all a quick before we get into our next topic and go head on to our next music break. Right now, the COVID relief package was passed. It's $600 individual, and if you got a child, it's $600 per child. Right now. Basically, it has been signed by President Trump. So, but there is President Trump. He came out. He said he would rather it be $2,000 a person and $4,000 a couple, and then you will get something per child. They haven't really said what amount you would get per child. But so the House passed that amendment to the bill to try to get the $2,000 a person versus the $600 a person. However, Senate Republicans, they don't necessarily want that because they said, you know, it's going to add to the deficit that the country has at the moment. So right now there is another bill out there, which is the defense bill, which is for our military, and President Trump vetoed that. So, I mean, it's a whole bunch of political jargon, y'all. They talking about filibustering the defense bill so they can try to get the Republicans to add the $2,000 a person. So trust me, we'll keep y'all updated, see if it's not resolved by next week, we'll keep y'all updated on it. But I think it should be resolved by next week, but it's crazy, man. All of these politics is just crazy. That's why we don't talk about it that much on Candid Convos unless we absolutely have to. And we had to keep y'all updated on that because we want people to be aware of the money that can be coming to them that can help them. But enough about politics. Enough about that. Y'all, so we just talked about a whole bunch of dollar stuff, right? A lot of stuff that we said, right? Y'all agree with that?
Like, I agree.
Y'all feeling that? Part, you know, especially with the politics thing, y'all feeling a little bit frustrated that we got a bunch of suits, you know, deciding our life. Well, luckily we have a good story. There is this neighborhood, Licio, do you remember where that neighborhood was? I can't remember what you said in the article.
Sadly, no.
I think it was in Michigan. There is this neighborhood that threw a surprise celebration for a UPS driver, and it was in Virginia. Yes, it was in Virginia.
I'm literally trying to get the place, y'all. I don't know why, but I'm stuck on what place it is because I want to give these people that they just do for what they did for this man. Right. It was so. Did y'all see it?
I
know
you've
seen it. Did you see it taping?
No, I've seen a little bit of it, but I had to get off.
This was,
I had to work. But
this was,
you know,
heart touching. So they don't say, okay, it was in Virginia, Chesterfield County, Virginia. Okay, so basically what happened is they this neighborhood got together and they lined their cars along the street of the neighborhood. So when this man, his name was Anthony Gaskins, I believe, when he came through, they had signs. People brought him Christmas gifts, and they just was yelling and cheering with signs and everything, and they made the man cry. They made the man cry,
wow.
And they made they said he goes above and beyond. They said, you know, he leaves packages. They say he knows everybody in your family. So if somebody's missing or he see one of the kids doing something that they're not supposed to, he'll let one of the neighbors know. And they said the man is amazing. And so they rewarded him for it. Rewarded him for it. I mean, Tavy, what you think?
Sound like he's one of the neighborhood watchmen or so. Like, you know how they have somebody that's like security guard almost. Like, he's just, you know, he's very aware of what's going on. Like, you know, it's like it's something that he loved that, you know. And he can't help it, you know. But that's good that they acknowledge him for that. And, you know, I would be crying too, you know, if I were on my way to do something, and all of a sudden, you know, the whole neighborhood is like, you know, cheering on or doing something nice, you know, because they recognize what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like this guy understands the importance of the community. That's the thing. Like, everything they was describing is like he understands the importance of community. And, you know, we all should understand that, right, Alicia?
Absolutely. And to be a delivery driver in the midst of a pandemic, to be
on time
with your packages, can you feel I'm about to go there? Because I'm about to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the midst of a pandemic, I got my preacher thing and everything. In the midst of a pandemic, this black guy, this African-American guy with a great attitude delivers their packages in every day. Sometimes, check this out, multiple times a day. And the fact that he goes above and beyond to know the children's names outside of work, outside of his uniform, if he sees them in the store, he gives them a high five. He asks them how the kids is doing. And a lot of delivery drivers do not do that, which is why they rewarded this gentleman with certificates, with presents,
awesome.
And with handwritten signs
letter
that the neighborhood had put together, and it made him cry. Bro, I was at work at 5 a.m. this morning reading this article. I was in tears, Mark. I had to get up and go to the bathroom to get a roll of tissue just to finish reading the article, bro. Because, again, the delivery driver, he went above and beyond. And just to see how much the community, how they enjoyed him and his hospitality and how they rewarded him, it definitely shows that people still care in the middle of a COVID-19 pandemic. When people are dying, when people are losing hope, it shows the fact that people can still come together to do something good. So congratulations to the delivery driver. Congratulations to UPS for hiring a great asset, and congratulations to the community that put it all together, because he had no idea. He had no idea.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful article. If anybody needs the article to read it for themselves, inbox me, inbox Tavy, inbox Marty, so you can read it and have your own moment with the tissue box. Yeah.
And
that's
his
right.
boss was there. Yep, his boss was there to hand him a certificate. It was like literally a heartwarming story. And I mean, and if you like look at the video, it was it's a video in the article, and it was it's all, I mean, it's a beautiful thing when you see all races come together to celebrate a person who just so happens
right.
to be African. But they're not celebrating him because he's African American. It's not celebrating him because his name is Anthony Gaskin. They're not celebrating him because he's a man. They're not celebrating him because he's a woman. They celebrate him just because he's a good person, a good human being. And one of the things that stuck with me, they said, is that with all the stuff that's going on, with, you know, UPS workers and drivers are slumped because everything have to go through them. Can't many people not going in the stores. So they are working 12 hours a day, and they work in overtime. This man always smiles. They said he always smiled. And I think, I'm pretty sure Mr. Anthony Gaskins, he probably got people he know who had COVID. He probably, I'm pretty sure he got stuff going on in his life. But I think with Mr. Anthony Gaskins, and that's why I said he understands the importance of community, because sometimes we have to realize that in the olden days, there was no money. We used the barter system. We trade. We just took care of each other, or we gave for free. It wasn't out, oh, I need to have more than them. It was just about if we help each other, we all can live. So the fact of the matter is Mr. Anthony Gaskin understands something that we all should remind ourselves every day. It's not about you. It's not about Alicio. It's about his son. It's about the people around Alicio. It's not about Tavy. It's about her father and her family. It's about. It's not about me. Everything we do is going to affect somebody that we know or may not know. And if we all, and I mean all of us, carry an idea or carry the humbleness that is not about us, what a beautiful world it would be. But a songwriter said, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world it would be if we would just choose to be more selfless. That's my rant for the night. We got some music, Lisa.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
We do got some music, and we got some new music at that. You guys, I do want to thank Miss Diane for chiming in with us. Play some music from the homie Million, which is Down on My Knees, which doesn't have a release date yet. So this is something exclusive for the first time ever on Candid Combos. You guys, here is Million with Down on My Knees. And hopefully you are bringing 2021 in the right way with being on your knees, being in somebody's virtual service, because we all need prayer, because we all need to know what God wants us to do in 2021. Amen. Mm-hmm. So here is Million with Down on My Knees. Check it out.
Down on my knees. Some days I wake up and the sun don't shine. A lot of things is on my mind. It's too close to the first to try to play these games. Me and my bank account, we ain't seeing the same. Cause it says that I'm broke, but I wanna be a baller. Shot caller, 20s on the Impala. My wife wanna travel, trying to take her to the Maldives. But I'm more like, can I take her to the mall, please? Two cars and gas tanks, it's all ease. I need to come up like I'm Curry hitting all threes. Give it all on the stage, something ugly. But by this love offering, I'm guessing they don't love me. I want to be a rapper, but I should be rapping boxes. Walmart's guaranteeing overtime just for stocking. Somebody tell me something, need an answer, please. So I find myself down on my knees. I got a call on the phone, so I guess I'm headed home. They said she's in ICU, so we don't know how long. Gotta meet the director for the funeral arrangement.
like, wait a minute, hold up, just wait a minute. See, my grandma's a fighter, so what is she saying? And now I'm on a plane trying to dot these tears. I just wanted to live, that's to miss my fears. I lost Deanna to the saint, my daddy to the game, Brianna to the money, and makes into the fame. I just want to be different, but my needs are still the same. How can I pay the bills without the critical acclaim? How can I see the road if they don't put me like a library? I need it all, drip of salt, Salisbury. I'm trying to win this rat race, Simon Jerry. Talking to God like all night necessary. Let me bring it back. Hey, but I'd be lying if I say that I don't see no shine. Just came from the Bahamas, I ain't paid one dime. Took my wife to New York just to play in the snow. Got a free movie ticket up on Fandango. Mom and dad used the truck and filled up that tank. Got that CD baby deposit that just hit my bank. Two more last year than ever in my life. My mortgage is all good, so is my wife. My grandma made it through and she cancer free. I'm in the sun up in the hammock, tied up in a tree. Went to Dutch Bro, got three drinks all for the love. I ain't bragging, but if the shoe fit like a glove, then I guess I'm fresh easy to that pulpit preaching. Looking like new money when they hear me speaking. I'm here to say I'm undeserving of this life I lead. I get it? Simple. Down on my knees.
All right, you guys, there was the homie Million with something exclusive on Candid Convos with Down on My Knees. And if you need that track, just like his business page so you could find out when he's releasing it. I am joined with my broadcast colleagues, Tavy So Wavy and Marty the Greatest. And our last story of the evening is going to go on a high note. Of course, with the UPS driver being celebrated by the neighborhood, but also the very first 2021 Lamborghini Sion touching U.S. soil for the first time ever. Of course, it is a $3.3 million car, but the fact that it is the first one to touch U.S. soil is a big achievement. Of course, we don't know who the millionaire is or the billionaire in California, but we do know that they have the very first one out of the showroom in Lamborghini, which is in Italy. The first one that touched U.S. soil is in California, and it is a beautiful orange spec, and I love it. Martin DeGrasse, did you get a chance to see this car?
Yes, I did, and I instead of appreciating it first, I gotta, you know, address the money issue of it, because $3.1 million, I applaud whoever had $3.1 million sitting just idly by to use to just say, you know what, I'm gonna just get this car. But you know, somebody had to do it. Somebody got to be the first. I'm glad that person brought the first, because I'm not a car enthusiast. But I can appreciate cars. I do love cars. I do know the different types of them, especially Alicia being my bro. He keeps me abreast, you know, things, cars. And that one is, that changes the game. I would pay $25 to just sit in it. I know I would probably have to pay more than that because it's 3.1, but I'm just saying, if he wanted to do something charity and just charge $25 a ticket, I'll pay the $25 a ticket to sit in it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Amen. But Tavy, did you get a chance to see this Lamborghini?
Yes, I did. That baby was nice. It was expensive. It's really expensive, but it's really nice.
Very expensive. But wow. but it's a limited edition. They're only making 63 of them. 63.
Oh, wow.
And this is the first one to touch U.S. soil. Only 63. So once these cars are finished, they're done for. So, of course, again, we don't know who the millionaire is, but just to end on a good note, Of course, because Christmas just ended, and this was the ultimate Christmas gift for some millionaire out in California. They did it right with the orange speck. Doors go up. It is a, I believe it's a, I think it's a V12, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a hybrid. Woo-hoo. So it's half electric, half power, naturally aspirated. So it, yeah, it's a very limited edition type of car. So I'm glad that the first one touched down on U.S. soil in California. And I'm happy that Stratman got a chance to capture that moment, because that's a big moment. And I love the spec. I love the car. And I can't wait to see what else from Lamborghini is going to be released and who is going to receive it. And so that's my gist for tonight. You guys, we want to thank everybody for listening to Candid Convo's 2020 wrap-up. Again, we want to thank our sponsor on tonight, Overcome Apparel, and also our other partnerships with ShalomChic.com, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as EvesGarden.CrateJoy.com. So support these ladies and their businesses. And speaking of supporting people, Tavy So Wavy, how can people get a hold of you online? How can they follow you with 2021 knocking on the door?
Well, yes, you can follow me at Tavy So Wavy. I'm also at Official Tavy on Twitter, and just Tavy on Facebook. And I do have my regular one, which is Octavia Jordan, but I would say check me out on my Tavy account. So that's how you can get in touch with me.
Amen. Well, like and follow her, you guys. Again, if you guys want to follow me anywhere on social media, it's at KS Radio Show. That's Instagram and Twitter. And my Facebook link is also in the description of the show, which is facebook.com/KS Radio Show 1. And hopefully in 2021, we will have a Candid Convos page, so you guys can like that page as well. But Marjorie Greatest, I'm going to hand it off to you to tell us good night. And the show is all yours.
Amen. Y'all can follow me at Marty the Greatest on all social media outlets. That's Marty the Greatest, one word. It's all together. Do not split it up. Marty the Greatest is sounded exactly how it's spelled, but not M-R-T-I. It's M-R-T-Y. And put that all together, and you can find me at any social media outlet that you type in. So, and look, give me a follow. Give me a like. Give me a subscribe, you know. And because we got a lot of things coming in 2021, so it's going to be super lit. I would just want to say rest in heaven to my boy, my brother, Chef Richie Moffitt. Unfortunately, 2020 caused him his life, but I'm going to keep his legacy going, and December is his month for the rest of my life. Look, we all thank you. We thank you all for tuning in. We love having these combos, and we hope y'all enjoy hearing us talk about them as much as we enjoy talking about them. So, look, until next week, y'all come back. We're going to have a lit show with a lit guest. Y'all know how we do, man, and you know that we might have some topics that may clutch your pearls or some topics that make you want to give your life to God. So until then, just remember to pray, hustle, and always have Candid Convos. Licio, break us out.
Hey, man, you guys, we do want to say rest in heaven to each and every person that has dealt with death this year, from the Bryant family to the Bulletin family to Brody Lee's family to Pat Patterson's family. If you have struggled with death this year, period, from the death of family members, friends, associates, neighbors, whoever they may be, we're sending prayers to you, and we want to thank you for just living in 2020. You guys, here is the Kobe Bryant Mamba Mentality clip, because we want to honor him and his legacy. And we also want to have Mamba Mentality, which is overcoming the odds as we kick down the door to 2021. So you guys be blessed, and I have a great Tuesday. And hopefully you guys will be on your knees and bringing in the new year the right way with Jesus Christ. Amen. Check it out.
Sure.
Amen.
Follow your passion first. When I retired from the game, you know, I sat there asking kind of all the wrong questions. You know, what's the biggest industry I can get into? And it's all the wrong stuff. And you got to sit there and ask yourself, okay, what am I truly passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? And when you feel that way, honestly, you feel like you have never worked a day in your life. It's the most fun thing in the world. You get up in the morning excited about what you're doing. And you got to be really honest with yourself about it. If you wake up in the morning and you're dreading going to work, dude, do something else. Right. Do something else. And those are hard decisions to make. But when you make those decisions, it's a very liberating experience. And you find out that the rewards will come.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. But you always want to outwork your potential. As hard as you believe you can work harder than that. And that's what I tried to do when I first came in the league. But, you know, basketball is such a direct competition sport. And me coming in at 17, I hated when, like, my teammates would say, you know, I get hit with an elbow, right? Shaq would hit me with an elbow in practice. And, like, you know, you know, Nick Van Exel would come up and say, are you okay? I'm like, what? Wow, are you okay? What the hell is wrong with you? You know, so like I always had that extra chip on my shoulder. So like every day in practice for me was really trying to annihilate everybody that I was playing against. So I wanted to prove you don't need to babysit me. Like I'm fine, you know. And so it's always that competitive nature, the work ethic, and curiosity. Because I asked a lot of questions. When playing with Byron Scott, I asked him a lot of questions. Eddie Jones, who was great at chasing guards off the screens, and I didn't understand how to do that. I would sit with him before practice, after practice. Magic, all the Laker greats, I would always sit down and just ask them questions about certain games that I studied growing up. What actually happened there? What did you feel there? Why?
We were playing against the Lakers, Tom, and we were out here in L.A. So the game was at 7. You know what? I'm going to come to the Staples Center because we're playing. This is when the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq. Okay? This is like the championship Lakers. So, you know, I'm going to get there at 3 o'clock. I want to make sure I make 400 made shots before I go back into the room and then I sit in the sauna and I get ready for the game. So, you know, get in the car, get to the gym, get there. And as I'm walking onto the court, who do I see? I see Kobe Bryant already working out. So once I set my foot across that line, I start working out. And so I worked out for a good hour and a half. And when I came off, after I was done, I sat down, and of course, I still heard the ball bouncing. I looked down, I'm like, this guy's still working out. He was working out for like, it looks like he was in a dead sweat when I got here. Right. And he's still going. And it's not like his moves are nonchalant or lazy. He's doing like game moves, you know? I sit there and I unlace my shoes. I'm like, I want to see how long this goes. So I sit out there and watch, 25 minutes. And he got done. I said, okay, I think I've seen enough. Go play, you know, come back, get in the sauna, get ready for the game. That game, he drops 40 on us, okay? And after the game is over, I'm like, I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game is over, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
If your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be,
mm-hmm.
right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train. Right? You want to train as much as you can, as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12, train at 12, train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8, right? And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again, right? Those are two sessions, right? Now imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4, you go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, so, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11, right? You relax, and now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4, and now you're back at it again, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4, right? And so now you do that, and as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up because you're 5 years behind. right? So it makes sense to get up and start your day early because you can get more work in. If I start earlier, I can train more hours. And I know the other guys aren't doing it because I know what their training schedule is. Right? So I know if I do this consistently over time, the gap's just going to widen and widen and widen and widen and widen, and they won't be able to get that back. So to me, it was just common sense. I'm like thinking, how can I get an advantage? Well, start earlier. Yeah, let's do that.
How do you develop that, or where do you learn that from?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's just a matter of what's important to you. Mm-hmm. What's important to you for whatever reason? You know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. So the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be.
Hey man, you guys, again, we want to keep Mamba mentality all of 2021. Again, RIP, rest in heaven to Kobe Bryant and everybody that lost their lives in 2020. You guys, our prayers and our thoughts are with you and your family, as well as anybody that you have impacted on this earth through your craft, through your sacrifice, through your love, and through your kindness. You guys, we are going to end the show with the homie Queen Lynn with her smashing hit single titled She Ain't Me, which has about 3,000 hits worldwide. So we are proud of our friend, of our colleague, of our homie, the very anointed, very beautiful Queen Lynn. She's doing big things. So without any further ado, you guys have a great night. Here is She Ain't Me, and we'll see you guys in 2021. God bless.
Sure, this what you want, cause I don't wanna go back that route. I must admit it made my heart cold, tarnished my soul. I was so broken down. Made some gold, played my role. I rolled without a doubt. You may say I'm tripping, but I'm different from them other women. Yeah. Trust.